Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it. Welcome to our second hour here on Circles of Change. It's always a pleasure to, of course, call hither and non, but there's nothing like having a studio guest right here, eyeball to eyeball, enjoying a conversation. So, Renee Krieger from Renee's Organic Oven, welcome to the show.
Thank you. It's nice to be here.
You bet. Well, let me give a brief introduction. Renee grew up in Dearborn Heights, Michigan, a state that I frequented, by the way, from 12 years, so we've got a lot in common. With her husband and business partner, Steve Krieger, own and they operate Renee's Organic Oven in northeast Tucson, near the corner of Tanque Verde and Sabino Canyon. They have been together for 18 years, since they were 16 years old, and actually before that, courtesy of their moms carpooling them when they were growing up. Moving to Tucson in 1997, the Kriegers fell in love with the vibe here. More alive and green than they are used to in so many cities that had walls. I love your comment on that. Initially considering a career as a psychologist or an attorney, it was Renee's first waitressing job back in Michigan that actually moved her forward. She realized it was her business to make somebody's day better, a source of pride for her to meet or excel and exceed people's expectations. Expecting their first child in 2002, their son Jeffrey now is at 10, Renee's understanding of food, though, forever changed. To be so responsible for creating health was something she and Steve took on very proudly. And frankly, knowing how much of our children's health is really out of our control prompted Renee to become very attentive to what was within her control. That knowledge the Kriegers gained really made them want to use the experience to secure a future, meaning a new business that they opened in 2005 for their family by creating something they really felt great about doing every day. So coupled with Steve's experience with pizza, Renee has had thus a compelling interest in bringing the ideas of pure foods to the table, plus I would say becoming quite a force for change in the greater community of Tucson. So again, congratulations.
Thank you.
And I know you've had a busy week. You were catering a Willie Nelson event at the Fox Theater this week. Are you recovered yet?
Yes, I am. It was a lot of fun. And we don't do a lot of off-site catering. And of course, we were like, yes, we'll do it. So we were up until wee hours into the night cutting and prepping. But it went very well.
And you know, there's nothing like those kind of, gee, never done it before, but I'll give it a wing try that, who knows, might take you in a whole nother new trajectory, another part of your portfolio.
Yeah, it's interesting. Where we're at right now, I think, is from saying yes. Like the nervousness, it's you can't get to that next level without working through that nervousness of doing something new.
Yeah. Now, I know you had written in the few notes to me that you said, you know, truth be told, that Jeffrey still every now and then goes for a Snickers candy bar. But,
yes.
But my guess is to start in utero for your own health as well as your son's, it doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't. And I remember those moments of being at Blockbuster when we still went there to get movies, which is already ancient, and him asking for food. And it was so simple to me to just say, this is a store for movies. We don't buy food here. So it was that logical and that simple. And he took it. And we were at the grocery store and all the food that was eye level to him had all the familiar characters, and he would say, well, don't I want to get this? And I would say, they use that because parents know better than to buy it. It's the only thing that makes kids want it. And so it was like this constant communication with him. But as he gets older, seeing a candy bar that's a Snickers is very appealing to him. And we've learned to not really create an argument over it, but to once in a while just say, this is okay once in a while. And he really enjoys it, and then he gets over it.
Because I tell you something, with my kids progressing into middle school, high school, and now high school, college, you're only going to be around so long to influence them, but to set that framework at the right time. I can remember a time when we're sitting at a Friendly's restaurant back east, and my daughter's looking at the children's menu, and she looks at the waitress, you know, your prototypical, more senior, tenured waitress who probably worked there for 35 years, and she says, do you have sushi? And the whole place came to a stop. And the woman leaned over and said, look, kid, you get mac and cheese, hot dogs, chicken fingers, or any combination of the three.
Yeah, we're in a different world.
You know, in a different world today. And thanks to many of you who are role modeling that as we gift our kids, your other colleagues, you know, trying to influence back into the schools, but also your restaurant.
Yeah.
So with that, tell us, Renee's Organic Oven, what's it like when people walk in the door?
I hope, and what I am getting from this is that they are feeling a sense of a warm place that they can enjoy their friends and family and really feel like they're contributing something to the experience as well. I think it's a place where you really do sit with who you are and with the people that you're with, and that you're able to feel comfortable in a space and feel taken care of. And I feel like that's something that we specialize in, and it makes me very proud. And I also feel like it's something I really seek out when I'm out in the community or I go places. I really like that feeling that some places are able to give.
So I find it even interesting how you answered my question, talking about how people feel in your restaurant, as opposed to describing the decor, the menu, and so on. I mean, that to me, that's a telling sign that this is about Renee's Organic Oven is an experience, not just, of course, I think, some of the best pizza in town. And my family, and we're fortunate enough to live right around the corner from your restaurant and have realized we're complete pizza snobs coming from New England and canvassing the town looking for something, and bingo, we find it right in our backyard. Thank heavens.
I'm glad we're there for
you. But, you know, I like that. I'm glad we're there for you. Perfect. But, you know, making pizza, particularly the dough, that's no minor thing. Now, do you actually throw the dough, or is that Steve Jobs?
I remember the day I learned to do it, but it is not my job. I can do it, and I remember thinking, I can't do this. Like, I cannot do this. And then one day, it just lifted off my hands, went off into the air, and I was like, oh, it's done. It took several attempts, and one day, it just worked. And it was not my expertise, but I definitely had to get my hands in there and do it. So I'm glad that I did, but I'm also glad I don't have to do it every day.
Well, that's what a partnership is for.
It is. And that is a big part of our change, like even as a marriage. It's tricky to work with your husband and to work with your wife. But I used to think, we're so different. Is this really going to match? Is this really going to work? And as far as business, not marriage. And I just remember one day saying, thank God he's not like me. Thank God that we're different, because those differences are really what puts us through to where we need to be, and really balance things out in a way that I couldn't do if his temperament matched mine. There's no way. We would go crazy.
And so when it comes to division of tasks to run your business, then some of this just kind of is naturally involved, or you've actually been mindful to say, nope, that's yours, and I promise I won't muck around with it?
I have a very hard time promising to not muck around with anything.
A girl after my own heart.
Yeah. I promise that if you are thoughtful, whoever you are in whatever position you are in your life, that has anything to do with me, that I will afford you the liberty to make choices. But I always am wondering, counseling, curious, proactive. And that is a huge difference between us. He is excels at like throwing everything up in the air and knowing I can handle this however it goes. And I am much more like, well, let's make sure that all our ducks are in a row here. We need to make sure we have everything we need. And what I've learned, though, is that I am much better at juggling than I ever thought that I was.
You never gave yourself the permission to try it out.
Exactly. So I've evolved, I think, with a little age into having some confidence in that you can't control everything, and that you have to trust yourself to be able to handle what.
Well, particularly running a restaurant that has cycles. You know, I can imagine some days you know to staff up and prepare for the Friday or Saturday night crowd, but it never dawned on you that Tuesday at 11 o'clock, suddenly you'd have a business group walk in, you know, from coming off Mount Lemon that now wanted to have X in such amount of time.
Yeah, you have to be ready. And sometimes you have to ask for forgiveness when you're not. You just have to be willing to say, you know, the sincerity is always there, and you juggle the rest. And
well, I tell you, though, back to your husband, and I would say the same for my husband, and actually many of you men, here's our goes with the stereotype, as many times they're a lot better at making it up and making it look like they've known it all along than those of us women who have the perfection angel or demon, whichever we say, on our shoulder, and the planner that wants to orchestrate it all.
Yeah. It's been very nice to have him able to handle that. And I would say, again, I think it's really great to have the compliments of both. I think it's really, really helpful. And I lean on him heavily. And like I said, if he were me, he wouldn't be able to be that strong in that position for me if he were the same as me. So it's nice.
So let me take you back then to that first question, because I'm sure our listeners are dying to hear about. So tell me about the menu, because I know you have pizza, but Renee's Organic Oven is much more than pizza.
It is. And, you know, the pizza part of it, too, is very much an expression of kind of taste. It's our way of taking a simple, the edible plate, we call it. Like taking something that's really able to go through everybody's family. We all rely on it. We've noticed there's a lot of regulars who do this every week with their family. And kind of amping it up a little bit. So taking flavors like the Thai curry and, you know, using a coconut milk base on the pizza. And some people hear that in traditionalists and they're like, no way. And we're like, yes, try it.
Try it out.
And it's our number one selling pizza. So we do Yucatan and we get amazing products and we put them on this pizza. And when you eat it, it kind of changes your idea of pizza. At the same time, it really makes us able to use our experience and buy the products that we buy to put them in together in a meal for people to enjoy.
You know, we've had several restaurateurs come here on the show, and people really underestimate the wealth of opportunity to draw from providers that are local with some of these relatively obscure, at least one would think for this region, whether it be the spices that you can use or the sources of your tomatoes and so on. So your suppliers that you've cultivated now over this period of years, are they indeed partners you've worked collaboratively on the things they brought, or... Or is it a particular store you can buy from?
We kind of pull from it all. Down to, like, we get our desserts from a local bakery because they do gluten-free, and we offer gluten-free products. We're very, very particular about making sure that that's safe. Mm-hmm. So we don't bake them ourselves, but we do get them from the Gourmet Grills that opened up Tucson's first gluten-free bakery. So we drive over there. My son goes to school on that side of town, so during that part of the year it works very well for us. Now it's just a little trek we take. But we use them to do that, and then we use we do a farm box program. It's out of Wilcox, Arizona, and it's Sunny Zona Family Farms. It's an amazing farm that does all veganically grown products. So there's no animals at all, no animal products at all used on their entire farm. So it makes it really clean, very safe. It's a really great idea that they have. They use everything from the pecan tree shells that are around them for gas. I mean, they do it all. They drop off to us every Tuesday and Friday. So the community that lives near us also picks up farm boxes. They order through them of the freshest food that you can possibly get. The carrot and the pink ladies, the snap that comes from that you don't get from the grocery store. The lettuce is amazing. So we're able to use those ingredients as well. We've for years used Southern Arizona Tomatoes as a distributor, and we still see him all the time, and he goes to many restaurants in Tucson. We go through Shop Organic for a lot of our dry goods that we can't get. They are local, but you can get them anywhere in the country. Through the internet.
Through the internet. That's exactly right. That's how life has changed. I know you've had other partners, too. I think the beer that you partner with a brewery. Or just...
I love them. They're actually not in Tucson. Okay. They're in Fort Collins, Colorado. It's New Belgium Brewery. Mm-hmm. If there could be two companies that would get married, it would be us. I would love to have a pizzeria in their brewery. That's how much I just really love their. They are a pioneer of this kind of stuff. They're employee-owned, and they're solar and wind-operated. So they actually give their employees bikes to ride to work on. Their employees have an investment in the company. They're all really fun people. They make it a great place to be. It's all recyclable. I mean, they do everything right, and they've made that their platform. So it always stays as part of their business model. And I think that's very important, because when you're doing business... And I've consulted with many different businessmen and a couple women, and they all think that bottom line is so important, and they're right. You can't sustain your business without that consideration. But if you don't build that kind of passion into that bottom line, you're not going to ever take it away from your profit. And so it really needs to kind of be at the forefront of your plan.
Well, and by the way, that type of brand, that is truly how you get brand loyalty and customer loyalty, is people are not necessarily wedded to the wallet to the extent to which they won't walk away from the values of the people that are providing it for them.
Yeah, and we feel the same. We feel the same way about what we're doing for them. It's not something that you can compromise. If somebody orders a vegan pizza, every cook in there knows that they need a new pizza cutter. If somebody orders a vegetarian pizza, they're not going to cut a pepperoni pizza and then cut your veggie pizza. It's something as simple as working in a pizzeria kitchen goes into that detail as much as I remember my food distributor saying, the only person in Tucson that buys the chicken that you buy at this price is Janos, and you're putting it on pizza. You really need to start portioning it. So we learned, like, and we're going to have this commitment. We have to have some commitment to our own sustainability and figuring out ways to secure that we can keep doing this. And that's really where I think everything turned, was with that maturity.
Well, and I think also you run in pretty good company with Janos, by the way, who's come on our show, because that at the end of the day is what people want to enjoy, is that experience, as well as tying it back to the health side of it. That dawning moment where it hit you about needing to really address your own eating when you were expecting your child, was it a certain thing you ate or you saw, or what do you think was the wake-up call? Do you know?
Yeah, I remember my father wanting to go eat different places, visiting town, and I remember that feeling of kind of conflict of, like, I need to bring my own dressing if we're going to go to whatever it is, you know, Fridays or something. Like, I just remember that feeling of, like, what am I going to eat? Like, this is such an important, and I noticed at that moment that there was going to be a lot of those moments.
Choices, yeah.
And so I kind of just really dove into it, and I remember reading a book called Super Baby Food, and it was all about making your own foods, and I mean, it was excessively, like, informative. But I really remember feeling like, this is such a great idea to really take this much care, and in all honesty, I feel very blessed. I never felt better. That the entire pregnancy and the entire 2 years after that, from making such a commitment to my health, I never felt better. And so I just realized, you know,
this is a lifestyle you can adopt and gift to your son and to your husband. And then the idea then of saying, well, wait a minute, I can't let this stay under a bushel basket. I need to bring this to others.
Yeah, it was a moment where I thought, this is what I could do. I could do this because I could take it seriously. It came as just natural to me. It was, you know, I remember even going to my midwife and saying, she said, you're vegetarian, which I'm not anymore. Mm-hmm. But I remember saying, I'm vegetarian, and her saying, you have to be really careful about what you eat. And I was saying, I bought this bread, and every day I eat this bread with this egg, and I put this molasses in this. And she was like, okay,
you
can give me a manual. Like, that sounds great. So I remember feeling that liberation of confidence and knowing I could really secure this health for myself and kind of set my own path that felt really good and felt like a good start into motherhood.
That's a fabulous way. We're speaking, by the way, to Renee Krieger from Renee's Organic Oven here in Tucson. Her journey with her husband, Stephen, to open their restaurant, and which is having fun with catering and introducing new products. The ideas for what's on your menu, have they been any customer suggestions, or how do you stumble upon those
recipes? Oh, yeah, for sure. I know that the gluten-free thing, for one thing, I mean, it was like, we would get, are you going to do whole grain? Are you going to do gluten-free? Are you going to do whole grain? It was kind of like a toss-up. This was about 4 years ago. And I finally thought, you know, if anybody can pull off this gluten-free thing, it's going to be me. Like, I can do this.
Fearless lady that she is.
Yeah, right? I felt, because it's so serious to people,
it takes
a very serious commitment. And, you know, we learned a lot. We started out thinking that we were doing it right from the very beginning. And as that progressed, we thought, okay, there's more we can do. There's more we can do. And we do a lot now.
Well, I think also some of our best, well, what is it? Picasso said no great painting ever really came to the fore unless there had been a mistake beforehand. So it's part of that experimenting, or like you said earlier on in the interview, just trying things out and seeing if it fits or works.
I couldn't believe it. I mean, shortly after we started it, a woman who ran the Kids Celiac group just heard about it randomly, and she came in and said, do you really have gluten-free pizza? And I was like, yeah, we're trying this. And her name's Diana, and we still talk. If I have any question, if I have any concern, she is always available to me. And we've worked with many different people, had them come through our kitchen and look at it just to make sure we're doing it right. And we go through Dad's gluten-free for our crusts shipped to us, and has been for 4 years. And out of that 4 years, one time it came to us and it was not correct. It just didn't cook right. Out of 4 years, that's very impressive. And this man has a commitment to his family to do this, and his son needs to eat this way. And I remember, I mean, it's egg-free, soy-free, corn-free, nut-free, dairy-free. It is a very allergen-friendly, and that's a lot of times when people say it's so expensive, why don't you, I can get it somewhere else and it's cheaper. And I'm like,
fine.
Everybody has allergies. It's not just wheat. It's not just gluten. True. This is a progressive thing. We've been doing it for 4 years. We're doing this to secure this for people. So.
Well, I think the other thing is that in the whole health sector, people don't understand, or they're starting to understand, indeed, that how much food allergies really derive our overall health situation. And unless you've been introduced to integrative medicine in many regards, you don't know that to be the case.
Yeah, it's true. And it rules their life.
Yeah.
It's a very important component of them deciding where to go eat. I can tell you that.
That's exactly right. So we're speaking again with Renee from Renee's Organic Oven. I'd like to commend you for all these wonderful recognitions and awards that you've gotten, to be the Certificate of Excellence from TripAdvisor, that you're rated number 2 in the city, which is just outstanding. Congratulations on that. Yeah.
We're very proud of it. It's derived solely on customer satisfaction, and it's great. It's a great thing to do, because I use it when I go out of town too. It's when you go to places you love locally, it's really nice to go on to TripAdvisor or Yelp and share what you think about a place you've been, and not do it only when it's bad. Really do it to support those people, because when somebody, think about when you're traveling and you get that insight into a place that you don't know what's behind those walls, and it really welcomes you through the door with some confidence.
I had to chuckle too when I saw when I was last year in a restaurant, people were taking photographs of what before they dug into their pizza, and who knows where they were sending it. So that's the best kind of social media support for you, isn't it?
I agree. It's nice. Nice to find those photos.
That's great. Well, I know you're going to do Cook for the Cure again, aren't you?
Yes.
As well. So is your recipe a secret one, or is that yet known what you're going to actually cook?
We're going to do, I'm going to show them how to make a nice little party appetizer of a goat cheese pesto on a little crostini. So the goal is to really have something that allows you to mingle with your guests. I know I have parties at home and gatherings, and it's very tricky to be mindful of your guests and have things out that they can enjoy without taking your attention away. So it's kind of a fun way for people to just have something nice ready.
That's great. Well, and I also know the article that was featured in one of the local magazines had your special recipe for a fun sangria. So my question is there a cookbook in the mix here coming, or a website?
I don't think so. I maybe in 10 years.
When you have some time, is that what you're going to tell me? Oh, no, by then you're going to be having people knocking on your door wanting you to franchise or partner with a brewery up in Fort Collins, and we're going to be screaming in pain if you decide to move your restaurant. No way.
Wouldn't that be nice?
Well, you never know. If you plan for Jeffrey or anyone else in your community. So gluten-free is important, the idea of other healthy foods. You know, some of the surprises, you'd say I wish I'd known that. Known them what I know now. What would be some of your lessons learned to share with others that are thinking about doing, you know, an alternative restaurant or participating in the specialty food area?
I think you have to really care. I think that no amount of money, it's not a big profitable thing. It's really about being passionate about what you're doing and just making a living. It's not a big, I do dishes. So right after that article you're holding in your hand, I remember people saying, I need your autograph, and we would chuckle about it. And I remember saying, it's real glamorous. Do you see this? I was just doing dishes. So
that's right.
I would say you have to really be willing to really get your hands dirty, and you have to be really mindful that you're providing something that connects you to your community, and you have to want that or you will tire very quickly.
And also the challenges too of selecting and maintaining and teaching the staff that are around you to support it, because, you know, this could be a 24/7 job for you. and Stephen, and before you know it, Jeffrey's going to be needing to wash dishes if you don't also have that other support team around you.
They are amazing. I could never do it without them. I'm very aware of that, and it is the single hardest lesson I've learned. I thought I've always been a people person. I've always worked beside everyone I was with effortlessly, and I thought I'm the perfect person to do this, and that compassion can get in the way, and it can invite amazing people in, and you have to balance it all very, very well.
Well, Renee from Renee's Organic Oven, for our listeners, go to www.reneesorganicoven.com. Also, the restaurant number here locally, 520-866-0484. Thank you. And they also do take reservations, but you're going to find a very local feel, a nice community sense. And Renee, we're going to keep a close eye on the progress you all continue to make. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very good. Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, helping others unleash potential through transformational change. 1-877-544-2580.